This is Chairman Del Dio, Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Amy Lisinski of Morgan & Morgan. Address on file. Dear Ms. Lisinski, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jessica Rowling, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A. Last name Rowling, R-O-L-L-I-N-G. On July 22nd, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 35-year-old female, height 5'7" tall, weight 195 pounds, period. She was involved in an injury at the drive-thru of Starbucks on or about June 21st, 2024, period. She burned her right thigh when they passed her coffee and was spilled on her lap of the drive-thru, period. She had immediate pain in her right thigh with some burning of the left thigh. However, the left thigh did not blister, period. Despite treatment, she is still having pain and difficulty involving the right thigh, period. New paragraph. In reference to her right thigh, she was told that she had a third-degree burn, period. It also had apparently second-degree qualities with blistering, and the skin is discolored. She states it is approximately a 5-inch circle, period. The skin is very sensitive to such touch, period. She states there is slight loss of sensation, period. She is uncomfortable aesthetically. And she feels uncomfortable wearing shorts or other garments that would expose the area, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day she was seen in the emergency room at IU West. She was treated and released after a bandage, period. She was seen again the next day at IU West because of the pain and severe blistering, period. They re-examined her, rebandaged her, period. Approximately 1 month later, she was seen at Eskenazi Burn Center and given a burn cream, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient is very sensitive about wearing shorts and swimsuits or any other garment that expose the unsightly area, period. New paragraph. Medication denies. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes cover-up clothing as well as over-the-counter creams, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies other than 2 cesarean sections. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her thigh in the past, period. The patient never had burns in the past, period. The patient has not been involved in any serious automobile accidents, only minor automobile accidents and none that required treatment, period. No work was missed because of this injury, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is involved in insurance claims full-time, period. No work was missed, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. First emergency room visit, IU West Hospital, June 21st, 2024. History is 34-year-old female, presents to the emergency department with complaint of blisters to the right thigh today, period. States that she got Starbucks coffee today, where the lid was loose and spilled on her right lower extremity, period. On physical examination, they say see picture below. which demonstrates a large area of skin involvement in blistering, but also states has approximately 10 by 10 centimeter area with superficial and superficial thickening burn over right proximal medial thigh. Period. Assessment is leg burn. End of report. Second emergency room visit, IU West, June 22nd, 2024. Chief complaint is leg burn. History, 34-year-old, otherwise healthy female, presents with complaint of thermal burn and blisters to the right medial thigh times 2 days period. Blisters occurred after spilling hot coffee on herself yesterday, period. She was seen for this in the ED yesterday and discharged, period. On physical examination, integumentary, see photo below, partial thickness and full thickness burn to right medial thigh as below, one blister popped, one intact, period. There is photographs showing the large area of involvement, period. Assessment is thermal burn. Prescription is bacitracin, 500 units per gram topical ointment, period. End of report. Burn clinic note, July 2nd, 2024. Patient was evaluated in clinic for a scald burn to the right inner thigh sustained on June 21st, 2024 after spilling coffee on herself, period. Physical examination, partial thickness burn to the right inner thigh. There's a photograph of the large area of involvement. Assessment one, burn of the right thigh. Unspecified burn degree, initial encounter, period. Patient was instructed to apply lotion liberally using scar massage and to coordinate with any therapy recommendations, period. End of report. Rehab services note, July 2nd, 2024. Physical therapy screening note, patient was screened by physical therapy today. No immediate need at this time, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the burn of June 21st, 2024. Were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 12 by 8 centimeter oval burn with skin trauma involving the right medial thigh, period. In that large area, there are two areas of peripherally a dark, hyperpigmented, discolored areas of tissue involving the right medial thigh, period. The wound is definitively unsightly and cosmetically unacceptable, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation involving 70% of the above noted wound on the most medial aspect, period. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are right thigh trauma, comma, pain, comma, thermal burn, both partial and full thickness, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the coffee spill injury burn that occurred on June 21st, 2024, period. new paragraph. In terms of permanency, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, utilizing Table 8-2, the patient qualifies for a 4% whole body impairment period. By permanent impairment, I'm meaning the patient will have continuous pain and dysfunction involving the area of her skin from the burn for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. Skin graft was discussed by her medical professionals with her period. There is a possibility that plastic surgical revision surgery may be necessary to improve the aesthetic appearance period. Use of ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and topical medications would be $90 a month for the remainder of her life period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.